Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This should be good, John.
Yes, it should be. And so, obviously, the question is, who is going to be at one? Because last week, obviously, I had the Detroit Lions for one brief week at one. Just to recap what it was last week, Detroit was at one, Tampa was at two, Buffalo at three, Philly at four, Indy at five, and San Francisco at six, the teams that were just on the outside. You know what? I'm not even going to go through those because we have some new teams and a lot of teams that are still just on the outside looking in. And there's some teams that I'm keeping an eye on because going into the season, nobody really thought Jacksonville would be much of anything. Nobody thought New England would be much of anything. Well, if you look at the stats or at the standings right now, New England is actually in first place in their division. They're actually tied with Buffalo 4-2 apiece. But New England's 4-2, and they actually beat the Bills, which is why they are listed ahead of them. They've got the quote-unquote tiebreaker if the playoffs were to start today. Atlanta, I don't know how much of a surprise this is to some. It is a little bit to me, and I know they got Bijan Robinson and Drake London. They've got a number of different weapons, but I think Penix in year two is overperforming where I thought he would be. I think he's going to be a quality NFL quarterback.
Yep.
But he's gotten there faster than I thought. And Washington is kind of that team where I thought they might actually be a little bit better, but they're sitting at 3-3 right now, coming off a loss, and it's just kind of like, what are they going to be? And I know it was last second field goal. It happened to be Jake Moody. Shout out Jake. that's finding a resurgence in his career in Chicago. So those are ones I'm just keeping an eye on to see how legit they are. The other teams that are just on the outside looking in, Denver at 4-2. Their two losses, Colts, Chargers, but they've got a big win over the Eagles. And I believe that was that the first loss that the Eagles had? Two in a row there, so it's kind of hard to keep track. Green Bay, 3-1-1. What do we think of Green Bay? Because obviously they beat the Lions, beat the pants off the Lions.
And they only have one loss.
Uh-huh, but they got one tie, and that was to the Browns, who only have one win. Anyway, the Chargers, I don't know really what to make of them. I thought that they would be better with Justin Herbert, year two with Jim Harbaugh, but it took them a last-second heroics by Justin Herbert to beat the lowly Miami Dolphins. Jacksonville, a team I just mentioned earlier, but they're 4-2. Their losses are at Cincy, but that was with Joe Burrow, and then home against Seattle. Put a pin in Seattle right now. Kansas City 3-3. They're getting Rashee Rice back. We saw what they did to the Lions. Their back was against the wall. They're a team that you can never count them out, especially with Patrick Mahomes. But they're still on the outside looking in. The Rams offense struggled against Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Was a little bit surprised. And now Puka Nacua is questionable, maybe doubtful to be able to play this week. And so they're on the outside looking in. San Francisco, they were number six, but they lose to the Bucs. It's a good loss, but it bumps them out. Pittsburgh What do you make of Pittsburgh before we even get to the top six?
It's tough. I wouldn't have them in the top six, but like their record suggests they have to be sitting right outside.
They are at 4-1, and Aaron Rodgers has not had a statistically awesome season.
Nope.
But he's like top 8 or 9 in passing and passing efficiency and all that stuff. He's become a game manager, but a pretty good game manager. So last week they obviously lost to Seattle. Again, Seattle comes up.
Real quick on Pittsburgh, their wins, Jets, New Browns, England. New England, which suddenly looks good on the road, and Minnesota, who I don't know if they're very good. So Pittsburgh's a hard team to figure out.
Yeah. Anyway, so number six in this week's power surge, the Seattle Seahawks, 4-2. Their two losses, they're actually pretty good losses. The 49ers, that was week one. And then they just lost to the Bucs. They've got a win at Jacksonville, which I don't know that going into the season we would think that was a big win, but Jacksonville being 4-2, all right, they took care of business on the road. So they come in at 6. The Philadelphia Eagles, 4-2, all right, and their two losses, the Broncos and the New York Giants, led by Jackson Dart. Mm-hmm. Now, is that New York Giants loss going to look a little better as the Giants? They've had a couple of wins. I don't know. But it's a division game. It was at the Giants. So I'm not ready to say Philly is complete trash, but there's something wrong in Philly. And I don't know if it's A.J. Brown. I don't know if it's the play caller, because they're just not using Saquon Barkley like they did last year. A couple of new components on that offensive line. Number four, the Buffalo Bills. 4-2. There are two losses. The Pats, New England, and it's starting to look like a pretty good loss, I guess. And then Atlanta, we saw that one just the other day. Indianapolis comes in at 3. Never thought in my wildest dreams that this year we would be talking about the Indianapolis Colts in the top 6, let alone the top 3. But John, here they are.
John, number 1 offense right now, points per game. Top 5 defense, points per game. The Colts. Wild.
And their one loss was at the Rams. So, I mean, they're looking pretty good. I've got Detroit at number 2. So they dropped out a spot. So that Buffalo was at 3 last week. Now they're at 4. Philly was at 4. Now they're at 5. Detroit was at 1. Now they're at 2. That loss to the Chiefs, it just never got the offense. It never felt like there was a rhythm offensively. Number 1, obviously, then becomes the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And who do we have? I know Greg has the Greg Palm game of the week. The power surge game of the week. Number 1 versus number 2 that we get to witness at home a Monday night at Ford Field, as the Detroit Lions take on the number 1 team in my power surge, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And here's the question about this game. What's the matchup going to be? Because you've got MVP candidate Baker Mayfield with, I don't know, do we even know any of the names that are at wide receiver?
Evans may be back.
Maybe.
But there's no Godwin, no Ibuka.
Right. Who's had an unbelievable rookie season.
Yes.
He happens to be on my fantasy league, and he's major points.
Also, no Bucky Irving.
Right.
The number 1 tailback in Tampa Bay. Look, I think you put him at number 1. It's a hard resume to argue. 5-1, 3 wins against teams above 500, and John, they may get the biggest of all signature wins this week. It will be clear. Whoever wins next Monday night is the best team in the NFL, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I 100% believe so. And Baker Mayfield right now, I know that there was some scuttle about him, you know, I don't know, was it plus 1,000 or whatever going into the season as an MVP candidate. Right now, we talked about this the other day. I don't know that there is a player that has done more for their team, and maybe he's the most important player, which to me makes him the most valuable player because of the injuries they've had at receiver. Baker Mayfield just simply finds a way to win. There might not be a scrappier quarterback in the NFL right now than Baker Mayfield.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So the only knock on Tampa is that their point differential is plus 14.
Right.
I mean, they've won all these close games. I think the biggest thing that I would have different from you right now is I'm putting the Kansas City Chiefs at 6.
Really? Who are you kicking out?
This was a week for me where I'm picking who do I think would win against each other. And I think the Chiefs are getting it together.
So the Eagles beat the Chiefs, so I got to keep the Eagles in, right?
Yeah, the Eagles are in.
Who's getting kicked out?
Who is your 6 again?
Seattle.
Yeah, I know. I think Kansas City would beat Seattle.
It might depend on where that game is played.
True. I get that. It's still, you know, the Sam Darnold thing. We'll have something in a Thursday touchdown that's positive about the Seahawks, but
sure.
It's not Sam Darnold.
And here's the other thing about Tampa. When you look at the late game heroics, and I, you know what, I don't really care at this point who you're playing, just simply that you win. But you look at their wins at Atlanta. And they were kind of in my, I'm trying to figure out, they're 3-3, so that's looking like it might be a pretty decent win. At the Texans, and that was real late game heroics, and only by 1 point, the Texans don't seem to be much. The Jets, you take last second heroics to beat the Jets, and we saw the Jets thought that they had won a game because of the block, and then the return for a touchdown, then all of a sudden, hey, Baker Mayfield, not so fast. And then at the Seahawks and the 49ers. So their last two wins look really good.
So one major difference that I would have, I wouldn't have the Bills in the top 6. And it's prisoner of the moment, but these are subject to change, fluid as the season goes. They've lost back-to-back games.
So is Philly.
But Philly beat the Bucks and the Chiefs. So I'd have Philly ahead of Buffalo. Okay. I'd have Seattle in. And you know who else I'd have in that you left out? Team with only one loss that beat the Lions. I'd have Green Bay in.
Green Bay. Well, it was hard for me to move them around very much on the bye week. And so...
Well, they came back this week and beat Cincy, so it's not like a lot really changed.
The second
right,
bye.
Yeah, the second bye. Yeah. And so this is... We're kind of at the point of the season where a loss isn't going to move you down 4-5 spots. It's not going to... You know, it's there's not as much dramatics in a loss because it's the NFL. And losses are going to happen. Now I want to see how is both Philly and Buffalo going to respond. Because I think the one that I'm most shocked about, even though Philly is coming off the Super Bowl, the one I'm most surprised about is the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
I think it's separation time. That's usually what we start to see. Teams emerge as we go into November. Just one other note. I would put the Colts, too, over the Lions. And I think they have the best offensive line in the NFL.
The Colts?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're right there. I mean, when you start talking about the top three offensive lines, it's, you know, preference, personal preference at that point, because there's some good lines.
Okay? Oh, yeah, I know. I think they're playing as the best, though. I think that's one of the things that's emerged here. I mean, yeah. Jonathan Taylor is, it's like a renaissance here to a degree.
Yeah, and they have one of my favorite offensive linemen, Quentin Nelson. I think he's just a badass.
Look, their left side of the offensive line, when you got Quentin Nelson, and anytime your left tackle can be a Central Michigan Chippewa, you know you got a damn good offensive line.
Stop. stop. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't ruin my power surge.
It's the power surge, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.